This week's showroom has been sponsored by family Grossman, Leila Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef, and Yisachar Dov, Zecher Livracha.
Ches Menachem Ov, Monday the 8th of August, Rabbi Mendy Chizik. What were Ammon and Moab looking for in the Beis HaMikdosh?
It was just kol ha-kodesh hazeh. In the Gila Seicha, which we hope we're not going to read tonight, we come across an interesting pasuk. We all know Megillah Seicha runs through the Psukim, the Seder of Aleph Beis, and the Perik Aleph Pasuk Yud, Yirmiyahu HaNavi cries, Yodoi Horas Tzor Al Kol Machamadeha. The enemy's hands were stretched, were searching, were looking, Al Kol Machamadeha, for all the Machmadim, all the beauties. And the Gemara tells us what this means. Says the Gemara. And in Yevamos Daf Tes Zayin, at the time that the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdosh, HaKol Nifnu Al Kesef Azov. Everybody turned and wanted to go and take the Kesef Azov. Everybody was after the gold and silver. But Ammon and Moav was slightly different. Vehim nifnu al sefer Torah. Ammon and Moav, at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, were after the sefer Torah. Amru, they said, Ze shekosuv boy, the sefer Torah that writes, Lo yovoi Ammoni umoyovi bekal Hashem, that an Ammoni and a Moavi cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. Yisarif Ba'ish. We want to take it and destroy it. If a Sefer Torah can contain inside it the words that we cannot marry into Klal Yisrael, Yisarif Ba'ish. And that's what Ammon and Moav were after. More than the Kesef, more than the Zav, the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah shekosuv bo le'yovoi Ammoni umoyovi bekal Hashem, Yisarif Ba'ish. You see, if Klal Yisrael would be at their peak, when all the nations of the world would be jealous and want to marry into Klal Yisrael, and the Torah would say, you can't come, I can half understand what's bothering, what's bugging Ammon and Moav. But Klal Yisrael at the Shas HaChorban are the most downtrodden nation. They're being torn to pieces, ripped apart. Every ummah was shoynet on them. Every ummah was entering Klal Yisrael and taking what they wanted. At this moment, it bothered. Can you really understand how Ammon and Moav now wanted the Sefer Torah? Shekosuv bo le'yovoi Ammon and Moav. At this moment, hayetochen that now, when Klal Yisrael are at an all-time low, do Ammon and Moab have a tiny kavayocha? We want to be part of Klal Yisrael. What for? What for? So good morning, Yevamos Tes Zayin. I think the answer lies in another Gemara. We all know there's a Gemara in Baba Basra of Tzadi Tes asks an apparent contradiction between two psukim. In Parshas Truma, we're told that when Moshe Rabbeinu formed the kruvim on the Oren, on the piece of gold, the block of gold that formed the kapoires and the two kruvim, the two angelic figures, the Torah tells us, Ufnehem ish elochiv. The two kruvim faced each other. Ufnehem ish elochiv. You have the two kruvim coming up from the kapoires and they faced each other. Yet the Gemara asks that in Divrei Hayomim it says it the other way around. In Divrei Hayomim it says, Ufnehem Labois. They were facing the exterior walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Instead of the Kruvim facing each other, they're facing all. Mysterious, okay. In Truma we're told they faced each other. In Divrei Hayomim we're told they faced the walls. They weren't looking at each other. Answer the Gemara, Lo Kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan bizman shel Yisrael oisim litzoy neshel mokon. One is at the time that Klal Yisrael are doing litzoy neshel mokon. They're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, the Kruvim faced each other. It reflected the love and the connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and vice versa. But, so the Gemara, kan bizman she'ein Yisrael oisim litzoy neshel mokon. If Chas v'Sholem Klal Yisrael weren't doing litzoy neshel mokon, then the faces of the Kruvim were not towards each other. They turned their backs to each other. Ufneihem el habayis. Their faces were to the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. A simple Gemara, straightforward, and now we think we know it. So now we think, we understand that Shas HaChorban and the time of the destruction, where should the Kruvim be facing? Away from each other. That's how I'd understand the Gemara. However, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Dalet, tells us another interesting Chazal. In Yuma, Daf Nun Dalet, on the base, Omar Yesh Lakish. And the Gemara is Nechoir Apriya. Listen to the Lashon HaGemara. Omar Yesh Lakish. Beshoah at the time, Shenichnesu Nochrim Lehechol. At the time that the Umois Ha'olam entered our Hechol, entered our Beis Mikdoshenu, Mokom HaShoras HaShchina. What would I expect to see? Well, based on the last Gemara, I surely expect the Gemara to say they saw the Kruvim with their backs to each other. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Ra'u Kruvim Hamu'urin Ze Boze. They saw the Kruvim embrace. Hoitzion Lashuk. The Goyim couldn't believe their eyes. They took out the Kruvim into the street and said, is this how Klal Yisrael behave? In such an intimate manner, with such love. Miyad Hizilum. They disgraced our holy Kruvim for looking so close together. Shenema. They took our holy Kruvim and disgraced them publicly for the fact that they were hugging each other. Rabbosai, it's time of the Chorban. It's Shas HaChorban. We just quoted the Gemara in Baba Basu Tzadites that Bizman She'ein Oisin Retzoyin Oishal Mokoyim. When Klal Yisrael are not behaving appropriately, the Kruvim will turn away from each other. And yet, b'shar shenechnesu nochrim leheichol, they're nu'urim ze boze. They're united together. How do we understand this? The kasha belongs to the Arizal. And Arizal says, a yesoid niflo mamish, an unbelievable pshat. Says Arizal, the Lashon HaGemara is exceptionally meduyuk. The Lashon HaGemara is absolutely accurate. Of course, it's true that b'shor, that Klal Yisrael were not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, they couldn't turn their backs to each other. That's accurate. That's from a Basra Tzadites. Our Gemara is telling us, at the time that the Nochrim entered the Heichol, when the Umois Ha'olam and the non-Jews came in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a powerful message sent to the Umois Ha'olam. However low Klal Yisrael have fallen, klapi you, Umois Ha'olam, as far as you are concerned, I love Klal Yisrael that much more than the Umos HaOlam. When you come in, you will see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Before you came in, the Kruvim were facing back to each other. Ufneihem el habayis. But as far as the Umayyad Olam are concerned, when they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to us, they need to know, and we need to know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael is Ne'urim Zeh Bo Zeh. When the Goyim come in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, forget the Goyim. Klal Yisrael Bonai Him. And yes, when we didn't see it, the Kruvim had turned away from each other. But Klape Klal Yisrael and the Umos HaOilom B'Shosh Nichnasu, when they came in, that's what they saw. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Goyim to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael is eternal. There's a machlokes in Gemara Kedushin Lamed Vav. How far, until what level are we called Bonim Lamokim? And the Gemara tells us, Bonim Atem Lashem Elekechem, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's only at the time that we behave like Bonim. Bezman at the time, Sh'atem Noyagin Minag Bonim, if we behave like sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're called Bonim. Ein atem noyagim chas v'sholem minag bonim. When we don't behave like bonim, we lose it. But Rameah argues, and Rameah in Kedusha Lamed Vav is chilek, and Rameah says clearly no. Bein kach u bein kach atem kruim bonim shene ema, and a beautiful load of psukim. Bonim soichlim, bonim noy omun bom. Zera merim bonim mashchisim. The Rashba in Tshuvas says that although normally in Shas, when there's a machloikus Rabbi Yehuda and Rameah, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, here says the Rashba, we paskin like Rameah. Klal Yisrael, no matter where they are bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem. We are always bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem. I think it's loy lechinom. We lay on Tisha B'av kisoyd bonim uvnei vonim v'noi shantem ba'oretz. Because Klal Yisrael are always bonim. We said in Pirkei Avos last week, chavivim Yisrael shenikru bonim lamokim. In some Mishnayos there's a pasuk then brought in b'nei b'chori Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are fortunate, they're called Bonim Lamokim. As the Pasuk says, Bani Bechayri Yisrael. My son, my firstborn Yisrael. The Mishnah continues. Chibo Yiseyo Noida'as Lohem. There's an extra special love that they have. Shenikru Bonim Lamokim. Then they're called Bonim Lamokim. Shenema? Bonim Atem Lashem Erekech. Now, boys, I have two questions. Number one, what are the two parts of the Mishnah? Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Bonim Lamokim. Okay, part one. We're all lucky, we're beloved, we're called Bonim Lamokim. With the Pasuk, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're B'ni, you're my child, you're my B'chori Yisrael. And then we get a second part of the Mishnah. Chibo Yisero Noida Aslaim. There's an extra special Chibo that we called Bonim Lamokim. Shneema, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. And boys said, what's the second possibility? What do I need? What's the second part of the Mishnah? And why do I need a second possibility? The Chidor says a lovely pshat. The Chidor says, we all know, when you have to play somebody, for everyone, everybody knows the famous Chazal, you can only say Miktas Shvachoy Bafonov. If you want to praise a person, you say only part of his Shvach in front of him. The rest you leave for when he's not there. Says the Chidor, beautiful Taitre Mishnah. Klal Yisrael, Chaviv in Yisrael, Klal Yisrael are so fortunate and so lucky, Shenikru Bonim Lamok. But if that would only be behind our back, then what are we really? Is that the maximum we are? Chibo Yisero Noida Aslohem. We're told. Shenikru Bonem Lamokim. The extra special chibo is that we're told. It's in front of us. We're told we are Bonem Lamokim. Ah. If we are told in front of us that we are Bonem Lamokim, how much must the real praise be? It must be much more than that. If a chibo Yisero Noida Aslohem, if we allow to know how close we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are indeed Bonim Lamokoim, the Noida Aslohem. Obviously, how much is that Shvachoi? Must be amazing. If that's only the Miktas Shvachoi, because that's told to us. A second pasuk for that. I saw in the Kerem HaTzvi, Reb Ferber, Zochin Rav Rocha, he brings down B'Shem Chocham Echad. He says, B'Derech Moshul, you can have a man in shul, or anyone, a Rebbe in a school, who has a special connection to a Talmud. And he can tell the Talmud, come here, my child. It's not his child. But to someone you have a special connection for, you can call them a child, even if they aren't. And she brings rise from Sukkim. Yosef was the older brother of Binyamin. And Yosef said to Binyamin, Elokim yochnecho b'ni. It's not his child. But he felt a special connection, so he called him my child. Says it further like this. From the first pasuk of the Mishnah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, you're my son, my firstborn. Is that a proof of Bonim Lamokim? Not at all. Many people say to others, come in my kind. And it's not their child. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, is no proof whatsoever that we actually are Bonim Lamokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes us, okay. But a Bonim? Does that mean we're a Ben? No. But when Moshe Rabbeinu says about us, Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, when another person says, that's your father, that's a rhyme of Rachas. That's a much better proof than B'ni B'chori Yisrael. B'ni B'chori, Hashem likes us. But Bonim Atem, you are Bonim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was made, you are sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you got a proof. Bonim Atem. But the way we learned the Gemara before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you are my bonim, even if you're not doing the Tzoy Neshel Mokim. The way the Kruvim faced each other when the Goyim came in. I think that's Pshat in the Mishnah Novos. Chaviv in Yisrael, we're called Bonim Lamokim. When we're doing the Tzoy Neshel Mokim. But the Chib on Yisrael perhaps could be that we're bonim atem lashem elokeichem, as the Gemara in Kiddushin Amadvov, as the Rashbo Paskins like Remeir, we are bonim even when we're not doing Ritzoy Neshel Mokim. Even when Klal Yisrael are falling to an all-time low, we're still bonim. Because bonim, a child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Afal Pisha Chotu, bonayim. That's the Chibo Yisera. We're called Bonim, the Posuk of Kedusha Named Vav. Bonim Atem. That's the second Posuk. What's it mean? How are we really Bonim Hashem Alekech? Reb Sholem Shadron says over a story. There's a Friday afternoon. I think he writes it in Geula. And you can imagine what Meir Shon and Geula look like on Friday afternoon. Shops are busy. And there's one shop that was doing particularly well. But as we all know the feeling, there's only one till open. We've all been there and experienced it. We don't have to go to El Tashor for that. We don't have to go very far. One till open and the queue's getting bigger. Tempers are boiling. Heat is rising there in El Tashor. And people are getting frustrated. He walked past the shop and he saw there was another worker in the shop sitting at the side doing the accounts. He looked up, and the worker saw there was another till needed to be opened. He put his head down and he carried on working. He's got his papers there, his books, his figures, his calculator. It's got to add up. The people can wait. The tillers can wait. He's doing his job. Okay. The psalm carried on. He writes, the next week he was walking past the same shop. And an almost similar thing happened. There was another worker in the shop. And when this worker noticed that they needed another till open, he stopped what he was doing and he opened the next till. Rav Shalom writes, he went into the shop and he asked the manager, explain to me the difference. Why did I see last week a worker standing there, sitting there, right, and not moving? But today I saw your other worker using initiative and he got on and did the job. So the manager to Rav Shalom with a smile, there's a difference. Last week you saw one of my employees. He's paid to do a job, he does his job, so he's not meant to open the tools. I'd like him to. He's got to do his job. No. Today you saw my son. He's oisin ritzoinoi. That's not what I asked him to do. A worker does tzivui. We as Klal Yisrael do ritzoinoi. You shall not be asked to do this. But you do the tzoinoi shamokim. We're called bonim atem Hashem Elokim. Even b'shas achoven. And I'll prove it to you. My Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh of Rocha, used to say over, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that b'shas one is maspid, one eulogizes a mace. The halacha is one mustn't say any shekel. No shekel allowed. Yet the poskim write, I think it's the Mogen Avraham who writes, Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, you can be magazim katsas. You can exaggerate a little bit. Now you go and give a person a license to exaggerate a little bit. They won't stop. Where's the balance? You can't say sheker about a mace, but you can be magazim katsas. You can exaggerate a little bit. So my Rebbe pshat like this. Imagine you've got a yid at your door. He's knocking on your door and he's asking for stock. You've decided to give him £5. And then on the door says to you, no, I need a bit more. He tells you the story again. I've had sorrows to yid. And you know what? You put your hand in your pocket, you get another pound. Every yid, said my Rebbe, is mochen on the zuman to do a bit more than he's originally intended to do. Another example. You've decided how much you're going to spend on your arba meal. £50. You come to shul, there's a set there for £50, but a stunning esrog for £60. You'll spend the extra £10. Mikol mokoyim, says the Mogen Avraham, you can be magazim katsas. You can exaggerate a little bit. Because every yid, whatever he did, is muchen, umezumen, and ready to be magazim to serve Hashem. He's ready to serve Hashem. Even more than he's asked, but he wants to do the ritzoinoi shel mokoyim. Lahavdil, elef alfei avdolos. I heard the story. My father, Zazan Gazunt, told me over that he's working with a non-Jewish colleague who mentioned him. He said to my father that I think he said there's something wrong in the way I'm bringing up my child. My father said, what's the matter? He said, my son's a teenager and the back garden needed mowing, so I offered my son £5 to mow the lawn. He said, Dad, I'll give you £10, just leave me alone. Klal Yisrael without being asked. And that's why we've got the second pasuk of Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, the Chibur Yisira. Even B'Shas Achoben, we have to appreciate who we are. There's a beautiful Gemara in Ksubas. Samach Vav on the base. In Ksubas, Samach Vav on the base, the Gemara says a Maisa. Tomei Rabbono. Maisa, Begabin Yechonen Ben Zakkai, Shoyeroichav Al HaChamor. Begabin Yechonen Ben Zakkai, this must have been in the days shortly before the Chorban Beis HaMikdosh, was riding a Chamor, he'd left Yerushalayim and his Talmidim were behind him. Ro'o Rivo Achas, he saw a young girl, Shehoiso Melaketes Soirin, who's collecting barley, kernels of barley, Mibin Galoli Behemton Shel Araviyim, from the dung of the animals of the Araviyim. She stood before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and said, Rebbe, paranaseini, support me, I'm starving. Amar lo, biti, my daughter. Miat, who are you? Amar loi, bas nakdimon shel Gurion ani, and the daughter of one of the wealthiest men of Yerushalayim. Biti, where's your father's money? And the Gemara tells us, Omroloi, she said to him, Rebbe, Zochur ato, do you remember, Keshechosamto al ksubosi, when you signed my ksuba, Omalohen le Talmidov, he said to his Talmidim, I remember signing on a ksuba and reading out Elef Alofim Dinri Zov, millions of gold dinrim from her father's side, besides what was promised my father-in-law. Bocho Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. The Tanner Rabbi Yechon started to cry. For Omar, Ashreichem Yisrael. How fortunate are Yisrael. When they are oisin v'tzoyno shalmokim, no one can get close to them. Ubezman shal ein oisin v'tzoyno shalmokim, they fall down so low. Rabbi, what's pshat in the words Ashreichem Yisrael? At this time, now when you say Ashreichem Yisrael, is now the time when you see a Jewish girl who's being so ravaged, so hungry, brought to her knees in starvation, Ashreichem Yisrael, as if like the Mahagal. Chaim Bris in the Sefer Torah Chaim says pshat like this. That's what Chaim like this. We all know there are four levels. Doimim, Tzemeach, Chai, Medaber. Doimim is innate. Tzemeach, Tzemeach is a living. Chai is an animal. Medaber is a human who speaks. Yisrael are on top. Let's take one example. A doimim and a tzemeach. You have a doimim, a stone, and tzemeach is a plant. When the plant dies, is it as useful as a stone, or even worse? It's even worse. Because it rots and dies. A chai, an animal. When an animal dies, what happens to that? It's even worse than tzemeach. It's a carcass. It's infectious. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the higher you are, the lower you fall. If I've seen Klal Yisrael so low that you're forced to go to get food from the Golim of Behemah, now I know how tall you really are. Now I understand. Ashreichem Yisrael. We are Bonim Lamokim. We are so tall. We are so beloved. That's how you can fall so low. I just heard last week that you came into Chaim Kanievsky, so Zayin Gezunt, and asked him a shaila on Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And he wouldn't answer. He said, stop with Zayin Tisha B'Av. We're not discussing it now. Tisha B'Av Deyor. If we understand the Gemara, Harabichim and Zakkai in tears understood Ashreichem Yisrael. We remember the Gemara in Makkos, how Rabbi Akiva laughed when he saw the Shu'olim Hilchu boy. Because as Chazal tell us, Rabbi Akiva said, if I've seen the Nevuah of Shu'olim Hilchu boy, we'll take a bezoicha to see the Nevuah Oid Yeshu Zakenim or Zakenos. We'll take a bezoicha very, very soon, in literally the hours that we have left, to the Kiyum HaNevuah of Korah Olai Moyed. And we talk about Zeicha to spend this year as a Yom Tov.